Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. November 28, 2023. Michael Leitman on the Times of Israel, Unity Beyond Borders, 1, join a new global Kabbalah course. It was heartwarming to see thousands of new students participating online in the live streamed, simultaneously translated first lesson of the Global Kabbalah course last Wednesday. Seeing people from all over the globe, 140 nations and 30 languages, coming together to study the wisdom of Kabbalah was like witnessing the rollout of what the prophets and the Kabbalists had discussed over the ages, that only through the expansion of the wisdom of Kabbalah in the masses will we obtain complete redemption, Kabbalist Yehuda Ashlag. Indeed, when more than 7,000 people from different backgrounds, religions and traditions join to open the laws and the secrets of nature's depths, we realize that humanity has started hearing the Messiah's horn, shofar. It also marks the first time that we offer simultaneous translation of an introductory Kabbalah course into Indonesian, Tagalog and Arabic, in addition to several other languages, such as Japanese, Chinese, Norwegian, Dutch, Polish, Croatian, Serbian, and many more. It is truly wondrous. The place of a person. Question: on one hand, a person must become included in the common clea so that the Creator can fill it, but on the other hand, the point of a person strives to unite with the thought of the Creator. It turns out that he is neither here nor there. Where is a person's place? Answer: a person should yearn for the Creator. He exited from there and must return there. Only his exit occurred under the influence of egoism, and therefore it is possible to return to the Creator only if he transforms his ego into a force of connection with the Creator. Thus, his connection with him will be absolute and complete, as they say, with his whole body and soul. This is what we have to come to. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 12, 2023. Writings of Rabash. What is peace in the work? Is it possible to live without pain? Question. Benjamin writes, as long as I can remember, I have been in pain. Pain when I was beaten in the courtyard. Pain for the dog that was poisoned by neighbors. Pain that I cannot take revenge. Pain from divorce. Pain, pain. All of life is pain. Is it really impossible to live without pain? Is it possible not to feel pain? Answer: no, it is not possible to be without it. Each of us feels pain, and everyone has their own reasons for it and their own memories. We cannot do anything about it until the full correction of the world. Question. And why is such pain given to a person, until he screams? Answer: it is so that a person realizes that he must break away from it. Pain helps us. Just like pain during illness. It indicates that something is wrong with you, and that is why you rush to the healers. Otherwise, you would put your hand in the fire and sit calmly while it burns. Question: in other words, our destiny is to be in pain? Answer: yes. Pain is a very good quality, a sense of malfunction in a person. Question: are you even suggesting now that it is possible to try to love pain? Answer: to love, I do not know to what extent to love, but to love the manifestation of pain that pushes you toward healing. Question: and how can I come to conclusion during the pain that it is a correction, that it is pushing me? Here he talks about inner pain, and about soul pain, and about such pain. He combined everything. Answer: any kind of pain. Question: are you also combining everything into one pain? Answer: absolutely, it does not matter whatsoever. And then you start to feel that this pain is for your own sake. Question: how can you draw the right conclusions during pain? When you are in pain, you only feel pain. Answer: all you feel is pain, but you begin to understand that it is meant to remind you that you are not okay, that you have to do something to get rid of it. In other words, pain is designed to get rid of pain. And this is your salvation. Question. Then the question is, how to actually get rid of it? Answer. Discover the cause of the pain and distance from it first of all. And then explore and understand that maybe the very cause of pain is for you, for your benefit, and you should be content that it exists. Question. Can you name the main cause of pain? Answer. The main cause of pain is that a person does not want to feel pain. If he was to tell himself that I am ready to feel pain, then by moving in that direction, he would cease to feel it. It is not easy, but it is possible. Question. It means that if you as if approach it and accept it, then it begins to subside? Answer. Yes. Then you start to feel its opposite side. Question. This is his second question. Is it possible not to feel pain or to rise above it? Answer. It is possible to rise and it is possible not feel pain if a person wants it. Everything depends on the awareness of evil. If a person senses evil, then he is ready to endure any pain in order to get rid of this evil to the extent of the awareness of it. Question. When you say awareness of evil, it is awareness of what, my nature or? Answer. My nature or the pain it evokes in me. I am ready to endure. And so much so that I do not feel pain. Question. So it is like surgery, where this evil is cut out from me. Answer. Yes, and it needs to be cut out. I am ready for it. I cannot live with it. Question. How can one come to this sensation of evil? Answer. It is coming. When it is necessary, it will come. Question. But are we being guided to this? Answer. We are being guided to a realization that pain is salvation. It indicates what is bad in us. And we must agree to the removal of the cause of pain in order to achieve good. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, October 19, 2023. Just read. Question. How to read the book of Zohar correctly? Answer. To begin with, just read in a language that you understand. Maybe at first this book will be perceived by you as some kind of legend or something like that, but it will still influence you, and you will change. So I advise everyone to read it. Question. Do I need any preliminary preparation before reading? Is it better to read alone or in a group? Answer. No, it is very difficult to read it in a group. It is enough to read alone for now. Everyone can start reading the book of Zohar, and immerse themselves in it. Don't read all kinds of introductions, but the book of Zohar itself. The articles, the letters of Rav Hamon Yunus Saba, the vision of Rabbi Chaya, and others. From the third part of the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 12, 2023. Writings of Baal HaSulam, the Shofar of the Messiah. Questions about spiritual work, 29. Question. What does the correct perception of the outside world mean? Answer. By the outside world, in this case, we mean the ten. To be connected with the outside world means to gather with all the friends of the ten in a circle and from within this circle, that is, in the connection between us, to appeal to the Creator. Question. Is all that we feel as bitterness an action of bestowal, and all that we feel as sweetness reception? Answer. Yes, in our uncorrected feelings it is so, for now. Question. How do we come to the perfect prayer so that the Creator hears us as one person with one heart? Answer. The Creator perfectly feels your states, your degrees, and your capabilities. Therefore, there is nothing to complain about him, but only about yourself. Question. As a rule, we turn to the Creator out of a state of despair. And if I am calm and reasonable, do I have a chance to be heard? Answer. It does not depend on what state you are in, but on how much you need to turn to the Creator and what you turn to him with. If you have such a need, then you will have a connection with the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, November 11, 2023. Writings of Rabash, the Life of Sarah. lack of harmony in the material world. Question: when we look at the nature of our world, we see that there is still harmony at the inanimate, vegetative, and animate levels. Is the manifestation of egoism observed mainly at the level of human nature, at the level of society? Answer: no, egoism affects all the lower degrees too. Are animals not egoistic? Are plants not egoistic? They have an egoistic intention to act only for their own benefit, it is just that it is not as complex as ours. Question: so there is no harmony at all in our earthly nature, at all degrees? Answer: no. In nothing. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, October 10, 2023. Why is Kabbalah considered a concealed wisdom? Question: why did Kabbalists for thousands of years not describe such an important process as the shattering of the vessels? Answer: in general, the wisdom of Kabbalah is not very ancient, although it is considered as such. It does not take tens of thousands of years. After all, it describes the development of a human being starting from Adam. And not even so much from Adam, but from generations that subsequently developed from him. Thus, this wisdom is not so ancient and not even too concealed. It has just not been interesting for anyone. Therefore, the one who was interested in it was able to find it and study it. But in general, Kabbalah did not advertise itself in any way. From Cab TV's Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah, October 10, 2023.